Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, friends, fans, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, coming to you from the platform of Caribbean Global Voices. You know, today we're going to bring you a show that is hopefully just as inciting, just as entertaining, just as inspirational as we have been doing in the past. So far, no complaints. So we suggest that things are going well, because we know we got those great fans out there who would tell us, look, you got to make adjustments and to make this show as viable and as entertaining as we want it to be. Because like we said, it's your show. It's the fans' show. And we got great fans, special fans, who keep us in line in keeping you a good, entertaining show every Saturday morning. So join us here. You'll hear some of them, and you'll hear us as we come in to celebrate with you. Because, you know, we are accustomed to this time of the year being a celebratory season in spite of what else might be going on around the world. And there's a lot going on. We're here, as we always say, to celebrate with you and share the sunshine. This show would be coming up in its usual format. We're going to bring you the inspirational hour. And then we'll talk about some sports. We'll offer you some music. We'll have some commentary. We'll have the ladies who are doing that charitable work coming in at 10:45. We're hoping to hear from some member of the CSS Class of 72 Reunion Project sometime around 11 o'clock. We know that about this time that they're getting ready to travel. And so because, you know, most of them are inclined to be in Nevis by the 15th, since the program begins on the program of activities begin on the 18th. So most of them may be preparing to travel today or traveling today or some other aspect of getting themselves together for this upcoming event. So, but hopefully we can hear from one or two of them. If we don't, then we'll just fill in the blanks for them. And then, of course, we'll have a little conversation commentary. Lots of things to talk about. Let us know what you want us to talk about. And we've got something to invite you to talk about. Good morning, once again, to all the fans, friends, supporters, wonderful supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Now, like I say, it's a season of celebration. And in particularly, we are accustomed to celebrating the Christian holiday of Christmas, and it usually begins by the music and the preparation for the grand day of December 10th, 25th, on which Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus, whom they identify as the Christ. So there's always a little bit of music to go along with it. Let me introduce you to some.
Twice this
ever glad some eyes is me, waiting by the heavenly song. Fresh car in the heaven.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Brought three wise men to him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The precious baby Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Our eternal King.
Hallelujah.
Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
Version of the two angels we have heard on high. I mean, I know everybody who went to church have heard that during this Christmas season or during this season at some point in their lives. And so that might, you know, even though it's not the traditional format, it would also be quite nostalgic. And with that cheer, we're going to ask you to pass it on. Hopefully that this gets you now in the mood to think about being cheery. There's a lot of things to be, to feel confounded and confused about. But there's always a little cheer to pass on. So I'm going to ask you to join the Wailers, who are inviting you to pass it on.
What your hands do, it's your own eyes that see. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are clean? It's your own conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge. Be not selfish in your doing. and a hot sunny day. Under the shadows for rescue, but as the day grows old, I know who the sun is gonna find you.
So come let me in your doing, pass it on.
As we should, by passing it on. Speaking of angels, let's see what Celine Dion and R. Kelly has to share with us. Because, you know, again, this is a season of celebration. People like to talk about angels a lot. So you got somebody to be your angel? Let's see. remind you that, well, a whole world, another world, maybe opening up to you as that previous generation, maybe opening up to all of us, I should say, as that generation passes on. So we say, once again, we say condolences to the Dwarf Brothers and the entire community of Gingerland that would be mourning her passing at this hour. How?
I
course, your co-host is taking over the reins this morning as your regular host, Mr. Ivor Henry, is off on another assignment. He's not abandoning you, he's just taking up other duties at other places. So I don't think I should have to ask your forgiveness for that, since he's not really doing anything wrong. Just the only difficulty is that I need people to remind me that I shouldn't be trying to fill his big shoes. So what they say, I have to bring my own shoes, and they would always fit, and I'll dance better in them. We've got with us Mutris, one of our favorite special friends. Good morning, Mutris.
Good morning, Mr. C. How are you today? You sounding lively.
Great.
Okay, good.
And I'm hoping that I would bring everyone, pass it on, and bring everyone along with me. Let me say right here and now for the fans to hear, you missed me last week because I was under the weather a bit. Under the weather a bit and could not, you know, perform as efficiently as I would have. Was recovering from a little surgery. And let me say right here, and now Mortis was very kind enough to send me some really heartwarming messages along the way. I'm sure that has helped me towards my healing. I also have to thank Kathleen, this show's favorite fan, the inspirational our favorite fan. I've also got to thank Kathleen for her great contribution in helping me getting back to my better state of health. And I am doing that really well. I'm thankful for that. I'm going to be, you know, I'm still in the recovery process, but I'm well enough to sound bright then. And that's exactly the way I feel. At this time, I do feel uplifted as compared to what I was experiencing up to last Saturday. So I have to send out all my appreciation for all the caring, all the love, all of the wonderful thoughts that came on for me during that period. I'm sure it has all contributed to getting me back to a state of health. It is quite amazing, I would think. So, as I mentioned earlier, I just heard of the passing of the mother of the duo brothers out of Nevis.
Yes. It's so sad, you know, you lose your mom.
Yeah.
You know, that's a blow. But they're having a service this morning around 10 a.m. And so,
okay.
You know, whatever to follow after that. So condolences goes out to the family, from my family to his family, from our station family to his family. We all are here praying and sending out warm, comforting vibes to them. And I see that you are above the weather now, so
yes,
you may be fully above, but you're
I'm in consort with it.
Okay.
I'm harmonized with the weather. I'm not under it, I'm not over it, but I'm harmonized with the weather at this time,
yes.
So
okay.
I'm great. Yeah.
Good. You should
Thank you.
See her here blushing away.
Oh, that doesn't show up.
That you said. Yeah, so the...
Okay.
The show this morning.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Marjorie. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I hope your day will be fantastic and restful. It's the weekend. So I know there's a lot of partying somewhere around the world. It's Christmas time for them. So enjoy. Enjoy. Good morning to Lynette. And good morning to Miss Kathleen. Good morning to Barbara. Good morning to Ivo, wherever he is on his job, working. He didn't abandon us today, but we know things. You gotta do what you gotta do. So hope everyone, all the friends, Leon, Dennis, Audley, and all the rest are doing fine this morning. So
that's
it. It's nice and cold here, so I have to expect that. So I come for my warmth from you, Caribbean Globe Voices.
That's wonderful to hear that we can step out there and offer some warmth. I mean, we always offer it. So I'm going to try to do my best to keep the warm weather here on the Saturday morning show. It's a wonderful moment. Let's offer another thought to the Duo brothers and the family members. Just a reminder.
Yeah.
Here's Aaron Neville.
Dissolve like snow,
This is a season of celebration. We cannot forget that surrounding it, or somehow mixed in with it, there's quite a bit of consternation going around that is causing distress to a lot of people. I remember when I was growing up, I used to hear, okay, that season is coming, and if there's a war any place, they're going to call a truce, they're going to call a ceasefire and things like that. You know, funny thing is, I haven't heard anything about that in recent months or recent years. You know, you used to hear, well, the warring parties have decided on a ceasefire to accommodate the season of celebration. But it seems as if right now that the season of celebration is accompanied by the war, by the turmoil. I wonder, what's the reason for this? Are we getting worse, or are we, you know, what do you think is the reason for this?
I have no idea what it is, but in my opinion, times are getting worse. And it's every man himself. And I don't know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm done.
You just hit upon a couple of words there that suggest you understand what the problem is, or part of it, or part of its expression. Every man for himself against all others. But here, we are supposed to be celebrating a season that talks about our communion and harmony and togetherness, and what we share in common as human beings, that we can celebrate and break bread together. I mean, these are really contradictory positions as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there's so much trouble, let's put it like Bob Marley, you know, the protests in Iran, the Ukraine-Russian warfare is still going on. There's quite a bit of contention here in the United States about elections and people being offering death threats and people being shot and people being kidnapped and, you know, and all sorts of things. I mean, does it occur to you, at some point we anticipated that this would end, and it is for this reason that sometimes we pray for the end to come, and we sometimes feel our prayers are answered, and sometimes we think that they are not, and you know, but it would sound as if there is supposed to be an answer to these prayers, we would see that answer manifested in people coming to say, you know, this is stupid, this is ugly, you know, and we do not want to be associated with it. So let's drop this and see if we can focus on that communion, harmony, and togetherness that we all talk about, that we need to reach that state of world peace. You used to hear that a lot, you know. I remember sitting down and listening to these, you know, like universal, I should say, international events like Miss Universe and Miss World. And when the young lady wins, she's one of the first things that she said, you know, I'm going to work towards world peace. And all these different people are supposed to be working towards world peace. And back in 1945, the UN was created to institute this new era of world peace after they said one of the most savage wars that we had known in history up to that time. But it doesn't seem to be happening.
Nope.
This deserves some questioning. We know what the problem is. There is so much trouble in the world. Much as you put a finger on it, this is about every man for himself.
This is saying we're going to strive for world peace. We are striving for world peace, but you know the thing with the crab in the barrel? And you know the saying, what got that got to do with the cost of eggs? All that comes into play when one person, two people don't have the power that they need. So you're not going to go above me and let me down here. So crawling on top of one another like crabs in the barrel. So with us men, we're not perfect. We never get to world peace in our era, I'm sure. I can say that.
But the crab...
Go to the Bible, you know, that's a whole different story. I couldn't tell you about this world piece, so, but enough time is not good for that.
go ahead.
No, I just want to say we're not going to get there in the way that things are going these days. Yeah, lovers of money and lovers of the self. No respect for one another. So how could world peace come into view when all these things going on?
I absolutely agree with you. And it's been complained about, you know, from as long as we know, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bob Marley died in 1981, I think. That would make it, 30-something years ago? 31 years ago? Oh.
Not sure. It's a long time.
Okay. So, 41 years ago. And he commented on the trouble in the world. Let me pick up and remind our listeners for a bit. Moses, I totally agree with you. Let's hear Bob Marley's commentary on this.
All right.
Look more Jones.
My eyes this morning.
Yes. This, we said, is a season of celebration. The Christians are celebrating Christmas, which they consider to be an entire season. There's the Jewish celebration of Hanukkah. There's the celebration of Kwanzaa, which African people of African ancestry recognize their common heritage. There's the celebration of the winter solstice all around the world, and people in different parts of the world and different cultures call it a different name, but it's the same celebration. And all of these celebrations seem to focus on the same thing, that we are a group of beings with a single identity and the capacity to create a communion around that identity. And we call that identity human. And we are supposed to have the consciousness and intelligence to cultivate, to cultivate that communion. But nothing is happening in that regard. It seems as if someone has found it necessary to start doing some mowing in my close vicinity. So, you know, we are hearing quite a bit of noise coming out of my background. I apologize for that. It's nothing I anticipated or could have avoided. That being so, anyway. And like I said, here's Bob Marley saying, "Bless my eyes this morning, Jah's sun is on the rise once again," and that in itself is supposed to be celebrating the oneness of the human collective. And all of these celebrations convene at one point, that we are celebrating an entity that we call God, and whatever other names that we give to that entity, that is responsible for the existence of the universe and us as a part of that creation. And yet, we are endowed with its intelligence, and yet we do not seem to be able to master a situation where we can have less troublesome circumstances among us. It's a difficult
thank you.
Okay, we anticipated David would be coming in at 10 o'clock with sports, so we can introduce the theme song until David arrives. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Let me apologize to the fans. David is a little delayed to bring you his version of the sports. Yeah, and there's a lot going on in sports right now. But I'll let David tell you about it. In the meantime, let me just use this moment to do my little special thing and greet those special fans out there who have been there. We got one of them here this morning with us. Patrice is here with us. And so I can start by saying good morning to Mertris, one of our very special friends. Once again, good morning, Mertris. And good morning to the fans up there in New York. See, we must just report it is that it was a little cold up there. But like, you know, like we always say, we've got sunshine here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. With that said, let me say good morning to Mertris, Ina, Sharon, and Lady Babs and Nisbet up there in New York. I'm hoping that you can enjoy all the warmth and sunshine here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. And have a great day with us at that. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. It's not cold over there, and it's celebration season. So, you know, the people in St. Martin are going to be partying. You can also join them. They got sunshine too. But nevertheless, they're going to be joining us here on the entertainment show, the Saturday morning entertainment show, and share our sunshine. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. And good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters that we've got there in St. Martin. Good morning to St. Kitts. And they're gearing up for their celebration. It's the Christmas season, and it's the carnival season, as it is in St. Kitts at this time. And so we're going to say good morning to Lynette and all fans. So good morning, Lynette. And she's got a lot of sunshine to bring to the floor. You know, Lynette is really sunshiny. You know, if we had Phil around still, Phil would tell us that. Good morning, Lynette. I'm going to go over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to the fans over there in Nevis, and particularly to Mr. Renford Dore and his staff there at 2020 Vision, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And I do have to repeat my condolences to Mr. Renford Dore and his family in the passing of his dear mother. We here convey our condolences to the people, to Mr. Renford Dore himself and his family, and to the people in the Gingerland community and the Nevis community at large. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, Mrs. Dove would have had friends and relatives all over the island. So we convey our condolences right here on the from the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show and Caribbean Global Voices. Good morning to the people over in the UK, and particularly to Omel. Omel is enjoying the World Cup. You all know that Omel is a great football fan. And so she might be supporting England, the UK, in the international scene. But her mind is still going to be on Liverpool. And Liverpool, I understand that Liverpool and Chelsea is vying now for a particular player. I wonder what Omel knows about that, and if she gets that player, that coveted player, I'm not gonna call any names. She's gonna say she got one up on Leon, Okay. You guys know about that rivalry there. So, you know, stay tuned for what we will hear from that. Good morning, Umel. Good morning to all fans, friends in the UK. I'm going to come across the water. I want to say good morning, first of all, to King Elimat. Because, you know, this is the season that brings Elimat to light. It's Carnival. We always associate the two because of the great music that he brought to the stage, particularly, sometimes this is the first time for the year that we are hearing this music, and Elimat would bring us to us every time. So good morning, Elimat, and we hope that the brother is doing really well at this time. Our challenges, nevertheless. Good morning, Elimat. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, right there in Fort Lauderdale. Our little brother, Malik, and sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. Come on in, join the Saturday morning entertainment show for its entertainment and sunshine. We know it's not cold in Florida. Enjoyable weather. Enjoy that too. So, you know, but stick with us. We got something to offer, nevertheless. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest in Miami. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. We are still waiting to host him. Cutner likes to celebrate this time too. So probably Ivor is going to see him. And when you see Cutner, tell him I'm waiting for my phone call. You are supposed to call me. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique Yvette Barbara, listening to us up there in Georgia. And little Jackson, Monique's nephew, closing in on a year. Yeah. So good morning to you, and hope you celebrate the season with Jackson in mind. Good morning to you. I'm going to come on up and say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne, Florida. And I'm knowing that she's having a great time. I wonder if she's planning any big cook-ups. I wonder if she's planning any big cook-ups for the days to come. You know, that was the fun of it. Good morning, Yvonne. Keep that smile and keep me up, keeping me in touch with your jokes. I need a laugh. And let me say finally good morning to, you know, I shouldn't be taking on this job because Ivor already warned me that don't say anything about my favorite fan of the inspirational hour. I don't want him to come and give me a Will Smith, but I'm going to take my time and say, good morning, Kathleen. The inspirational hour's favorite fan. Good morning to you, and hope that you're having a great time as well. To all fans, friends, and supporters, thank you for tuning in and hoping that you continue to have a great day with us. Now, let me just move on and get right into the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. It's December 10th. We are always in the middle. By the time we get back here on the next show, we will be here. December 10th, 2022, the 344th day of the year. And this one comes to you, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson out of Bangladesh. It is the birthday of Anwar Hussein and Tushar Imran, Kamrul Islam, Mossadegh Hussein, and Talha Jubair. Out of England, William Booth, Ivor Justice Jones, Gwen Alabaster, Zafar Ansari. out of New Zealand, Chris Martin, out of Pakistan, Nadeem Khan, Zulfikir Baba, and Sanali. Out of the West Indies, Eddie Nichols, he's out of Guyana. Out of Australia, Henry Boyle. Out of India, Dawal Kulkarni, Baranda Shan. Out of the Netherlands, Musa Nadeem Ahmed. Out of Bermuda, Tamuro Tucker and Treadwell Gibbons. Out of Sri Lanka, Manjula Munasing. Out of Cyprus, Ruan Arakilaj. And Michael, today is also the birthday of Michael Manley, the former Prime Minister of Jamaica. He died in 1997. Actor Michael Clark Duncan, remember him from The Green Mile? Today is his birthday as well. Actress Raisin Simone from The Cosby Show. Senegal basketball player Kofali, he's 27. Actor Dan Blocker, today is his birthday as well. Japanese-American actor Makoto Iwamatsu, American actress Susan Day, Wanda Nara, Argentinian model and football agent, Matt Ford, American football player, pastor and author Greg Laurie, Rod Blagojevich, remember the former governor of Illinois? Okay, that's Rod Blagojevich. William Lloyd Harrison. The American abolitionist. The Muslim ruler Gao, Yusuf Adil Shah, and his Ottoman allies surrendered to the Portuguese forces led by Afonso de Albuquerque, who puts the Muslim population, let's just say, he murdered the Muslim population. That happened in 1510. In 1652, the Sebatlat Dungeness, Admiral Martin beats the English fleet. In 1690, Massachusetts Bay becomes the first American colonial government to issue paper money, paper currency. In 1810, and that happened under real, you know, auspicious circumstances. In 1810, the English bare-knuckle boxer Tom Cribb beat African-American Tom Molyneux in 33 rounds. In round 33 of a 40-round bout at the Cup in England, this was the first ever interracial boxing match. In 1869, the women's suffrage right, the women's suffrage movement, was granted the right to, for women the right to vote in Wyoming Territory in 1869. In 1884, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain was first published in the UK and Canada. In 1898, the Treaty of Paris, which ended the Spanish-American War, is signed by U.S. President McKinley, and the U.S. acquires the Philippines, Puerto Rico, and Guam. I hope you people are taking note of that history. A war between two European countries, and they were able to acquire territory by a treaty between them that got nothing to do with the people of these territories, Philippines, Puerto Rico, and Guam. Man, that is massive. First Nobel Peace Prize awarded to the Red Cross founder John Henry Durant as a peace activist. In 1911, Calbraith Rogers completes the first crossing of the U.S. by airplane in 84 days. In 1929, the Grand Ole Opry, first named as such during the Barn Dance radio broadcast in Nashville, Tennessee. 1936, Edward VIII signs an instrument of abdication, giving up the British throne to American divorcee Wallace Simpson. In 1948, UN the General Assembly adopts the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. In 1950, Ralph Bunche, the first Black American to be presented with the Nobel Peace Prize. In 1964, Nobel Peace Prize was presented to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Oslo, Norway. In 1965, Test cricket debut of Doug Walters out of Australia versus England at the Gabba. In 1967, singer Otis Redding died in an airplane crash in Madison, Wisconsin. In 1978, in the 67th Davis Cup, that's a tennis tournament, the USA beats Great Britain in Rancho Mirage, California, 4-1. In 1991, Howard Spiro is sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for trying to extort money from Yankees owner George Steinbrenner. In 1995, Ricky Ponting makes 96 on a test cricket debut, Australia versus Sri Lanka at the Western Australia Cricket Grounds. In 1995, the worst snow storm in Buffalo history, 37.9 inches in 24 hours. Wow, start recording. In 1996, the Rwandan genocide, Maurice Barrel, military advisor to the UN Secretary General and the head of the UN Military Division of Department of Peacekeeping Operations, recommends that the UN multinational forces in Zaire stand down. In 2003, the 14th Billboard Music Awards, 50 Cent and Shania Twain wins. In 2013, Uruguay becomes the first country to legalize the growth, sale, and use of marijuana. In 2019, the first fully electric commercial plane, a retrofitted seaplane, completed a test flight in Vancouver, Canada. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes brought to you by Mr. with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Hope you got something that you find appreciable. Ow! And since David is not here, you know, let me play some other kind of inspirational music. And I thought of this because I know the kind of celebratory mood, nostalgic mood that this can, and celebrate almost in a kind of religious way, that this kind of music can get people into. So let me play something for you from us, Alice Liverpool. Said this is what his parents used to sing.
My father, Isaac Liverpool, and my mother, Edwin Bartholomew, used to sing many songs and sankeys so often that I learnt them all.
A little more oil in the lamp, keep it burning. A little more oil in the lamp, I pray. A little more oil in the lamp, keep it burning. Keep it burning till the break of day.
When he walked home from the garden with all his peas and his corn, under the stress and load of the day, oh, he would sing, and there was I, listening to him, and hear him.
I am a warrior, out in the field, and I can sing, and I can shout, and I can tell it all about, that Jesus died for me, when I get over yonder, in that happy paradise. When I get over yonder in the field.
And on a Sunday morning, we would walk to my aunt in Bethel. And when she would be making a pea soup, and she would be singing while the pizza boiling. Oh, what sweet voices between my father and herself. While I yearned for the pizza, and she sang, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his soul, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calm the troubled breast. His manner to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. And before he went to bed at night and he said his prayer, he must sing. Even though he sang a very long prayer, he gave God thanks for the day in this manner.
I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. I must have his presence near me, and his arms around me though. Then my soul shall dare go ill. Let him lead me where he will. I will go without a murmur, and his footsteps follow still.
Oh, he suffered from high blood pressure. And when the nausea took him, and the giddiness, he never gave up. He even gave God thanks for the illness, singing all the time.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Yeah, of salvation, purchased of love, born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
But my mother was a Catholic, and when he sang his Baptist hymns and sankeys, she would counter him with a Catholic hymn. And so she was trying to shut him up. But she sang with a beautiful and sweet voice, and she sang,
oh, come to the throne of grace. Oh, come to the heart most pure, to marry your hope of life, in whom salvation is sure. Oh, Lady of Fatima,
died, or his good friends died. Sometimes he didn't go to the funeral, but he stayed home and he sang. He was at the funeral in the spirit.
Shall we ever all meet again? Shall we ever all meet again? On that great judgment morning, when the book shall be opened and the name shall be called. Oh, how sad this will be when I take my departure and I turn away from heaven for not serving my Lord.
And when he had no money and he was depressed, or he won nothing in the sweepstakes and poverty stared him in his face, oh, he turned to the God, to his God, and he sang. Love lifted him.
I was singing deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore.
Ben, Constantine, Rupert, Bond, Uriel, Jean, Cynthia, Constantine, and my mother were teachers.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over, wait till the tempest is done.
Of night, cool night, my mother would teach us as if it was a prayer before we went to sleep.
In the evening,
by the moonlight,
you could hear us darkies singing.
In the evening,
by the moonlight,
you could hear the banjo.
In the moment of love asleep and tired, are rolling by like thunder now as I look in your eyes. I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm your.
Yes.
Hello.
David is here with us and will bring us the sports. It's a little late, but they say better late than never. David, go right ahead. We've got some West Indies doing things down under. We've got World Club Soccer or football, pardon me, Virgil, and we've got Bangladesh and India. So there's a lot of stories for David to tell you. Go right ahead, David.
Hey, good morning, Cardinal. Again, I apologize to the listeners for being late. I went out to try and get some stuff, hoping that I would have been back, but it took me longer. So I apologize to the listeners, wherever they are. Morning. Morning, Ivor. Morning, Leon. Morning, Dennis. Audley. Marquise. Barbara. Lynette. Morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning. Good day, good afternoon, good night. I know there is a lot of heartache around the world today, including mine, that Brazil lost their match yesterday.
No.
You know, I guess the world had stopped for a minute there yesterday because Brazil got knocked out of the World Cup. And let's hope we can learn and come back strong, because I think they played lackadaisical yesterday to lose that match. That's where we'll start this morning with World Cup. Yesterday was quarterfinal, and there's another quarterfinal. Two more quarterfinal matches is on today. Yesterday, Brazil played against Croatia, and they lost that match in penalty kicks. At full time and overtime, they were tied at 1-1, and they lost via penalty kicks. And also, the game between Argentina was up to 10 points of the game, and their game went into penalty kicks, but they came out victorious, so they move on. Going to play in the semifinal. Now today we have Morocco and Portugal. This is presently 37 minutes gone in the game. They're nil all, and the appetizer to come later. This is England versus France. That should be a very good game. We're hoping for a good game. So that's what's happening on the soccer front here. Tuesday would be the semifinal playoff between both teams to see who would get into the final. But I'm going to start with cricket, and I will start on the international level. There's a lot of cricket that has been played. It seems like they're making up for time due to COVID. So everybody's played back-to-back-to-back series. And I'll start with West Indies down there in Australia, which they presently lost their first match, and they're getting ready to lose the second match because they're not doing too good in this game here. I'll start with the score card for that match. Australia make some 500, bear with me here a second, 511 for 7, they clear with Travis Head getting 175. He batted some 219 ball, 334 minutes, yeah, 24 is in his 175. And Marcus Lovenshane, he got 163. Chenwin had made a double and a single in the first innings, and now he's made 163 in this second test match. He batted some 305 balls, 449 minutes, 14 fours. Next was Usman Khawaja. He got 62. Alex Carey, 41 not out, and David Warner, 21. They were the main contributors there. Amongst the wicket were Devon Thomas. I thought Devon Thomas was a wicket keeper, but we ended up using him, and he was a pick of the bowler with 2 for 53 from 14 overs, including a maiden. Azari Joseph, he made a century. He bowled 31 overs, 4 maiden, and he got 2 for 107. It was a wicket between Holder and Brathwaite. Their when Wesleyan batted, they did not last a day. They were all out for 214 with Anderson Phillips. I thought Anderson Phillips was a bowler. I could be wrong. Chandrapal, Tinnarayan Chandrapal. Tinnarayan Chandrapal got 47 from 102. He batted some 107 minutes with 3-4 and a 6. And as I said, Anderson Phillips, made 43 and 78 balls. He had 5-4 and a 6. Boston Chase getting 34. Joshua De Silva getting 23. They were the main contributors there in that inning. Bowling for Australia, Nathan Lyon getting 3 for 57 from some 20 overs. He had 4 maidens in that. Michael Nesser, he got 2 for 34. And Michelle Stark, 2 for 48. So 114 all out. Now, Australia did not enforce the follow-on. They went back and batted, and they made 199 for 6. Morocco just scored, just to advise the listeners. Morocco is 1 up on Portugal right now. Now back to, I was saying they made 199 for 60 clear in their innings with second inning that bat with Usman Khawaja getting 45, Travis Head getting 38 not out, Steve Smith getting 35, Marcus Lovishin getting 31, and David Warner 28. Those were the main contributors there for Australia in their second innings. When West Indies batted, I'll give you the bowl analysis. Alvaro Joseph came back and got 3 wickets for 33 from 7 overs, with Ralston Chase getting 2 for 25 from 4 overs. When West Indies batted, they did not fare well at all. Tinnarayan Chandrapal, the only person to get into double figures, he got 17. They are now struggling at 38 for 4 with all of the frontline batsmen them back in the pavilion. Craig Bathwaite for 3, Shamar Brooks for a duck, Jermaine Blackwood for a duck. You know, so they're all back into the pavilion, the top line batsmen there. So as I said, we're not doing pretty good there. Scott Boland, he got 3 from 9 from 6 overs. So that's West Indies game there. They have England versus Pakistan. And this is a shocker to me when I got up this morning and saw the score in that game, because Pakistan was in a commanding position. And next thing you know, I got up this morning, I see England 200 and odd runs ahead. And like, what happened here? They're leading by 281 now. Now, when they give you the scorecard, they said England made 281 and Pakistan was cruising. I mean, cruising with Babar Azam there. And I was shocked when I got up this morning, saw the score. But in their first innings, England made 281 with Ducky. Ben Duckett getting 63, Ali Pope getting 60, Will Jacks getting 31, Mark Wood getting 36 not out, and Ben Stoke getting 30. So those were the main contributors in their 281. Bowling for Pakistan. This is a new bowler here named Abar Ahmed. They call him the mystery spinner. He got 714 from 22 overs. And Zaid Mahmood, he got 3 for 63. in Pakistan, but then I said they were Shakril and Barbara Zamos cruising there, and it seemed like once they got out, the Hennings fold. So they made 202 all out, with skipper Barbara Zam getting 75. He had some 10-4 and a 6. He faced some 95 balls, 123 minutes. Shahid Shakril, he got 63. He faced 106, batted for 134 minutes. 10-4s. Fahim Ashraf, he got 22. Those were the main contributors in their 202 all out. Bowling for England, Jack Leach got 4 for 97 from 27 overs. And those 2 wickets to Joe Root with 23. And 2 wickets to Mark Wood for 40. You know, as I said, England is batting in their second innings. They're 202 for 5. With Duckett, again, getting 79. Harry Brooke, 74, not out. And Joe Root, 21. Those were the main contributors there. Abar Ahmed, again, getting 3 for 81. So he has a total of 10 wickets in this match. So this match here, I think, is in the second day. It will be a home dinger of a game going down to the finish. Now, we'll take India this morning and Bangladesh. You know, Bangladesh already wrapped up this series. They're 2-0 up in the series, but India put on a spanking on it this morning. They make 409 for 8 in a 50-over game with 409 for 8 with Ishan Kishan getting 210, 131 ball. He had 24 fours and 10 sixes. Virat Kohli getting 113 from 91. He has 11, 4, and 2, 6. They were 37 to Washington Sundar and 20 to Akshar Patel. 409 for 8. A 50-over game. There, all the bowlers then seem to get a thrashing. There were 2 wickets each to Hassan Hussain and Ahmed. Shakib Al-Hassan got 2 for 68. Abbat, Ed Dabat, get Husseini got 2 for 80. And Tasneem Ahmed getting 2 for 89. When they batted, they could only muster 182 all out there with Shakib Al-Hassan top scoring with 43 with 4 fours. Lincoln Das getting 29. Yasir Ali getting 25. And Mama Dula getting 20. And those were the main countries, 182 all out. Bowling for India. Shardul Thakur, he got 3 for 30. There's 2 wickets. Akshar Patel for 22 from 5 overs. And Umar Malik getting 2 for 43 from 8. With a wicket each going to Sundar, Yadav, and Siraj. So India came and put a thump in on Bangladesh in their game. Now I thought would have some relief with our women cricket, but we got another thumping. We lost the series 3-0. And as I said, I thought the women would have come up trumps for us, but they didn't. They played a 3-match series and still is gonna be playing some T20s against England women. As I said, this series is lost 3-0. England women make 256. in their time at bat with Seaver getting 85, Danny Watt getting 35, Amy Jones 32 not out, is 29 to Emma Lamb and 26 to Tommy Beaumont. So Shiva, 85 come from some 69 ball with 10 fours. So that's England one. Bowling for West Indies, you have Shakira Selman got 3 for 29 from 9, and Haley Matthews getting 3 for 56 from 10, with Kasia Schulz getting 2 for 52. Those are wicked these two. Chanel Henry and Cherry Ann Fraser. They're the wicked. When we batted, we could only muster 105 with 1, 2, 3 batsmen getting into double figures. With the rest of the numbers really like a telephone directory. 80 matches, top score with 28. Kishana Knight getting 13. Kasia Knight getting 11. The extras was the next best score. Otherwise, some early matches, there were some 20 extras in that game. Bowling for England, Stephanie S.L. Stone getting 3 for 9 from 9 over with some 6 maidens. And Nat Shiva getting 2 for 16 from the 4 over. So that's what's happening there on the international front. Now, come to local cricket. We have the MAC T20, the U.S. Open. It's presently being played in Fort Lauderdale. I think it will be carrying on until either next Wednesday or next Tuesday. They're up in Central Broad Regional Park. Only certified ground here for cricket. Yeah, I think they may be playing till next Wednesday, which is the 14th, in this tournament. Presently, they have some 34 international players playing in that tournament at present. You know, people like Chance and Charles are there playing. I think Ryan is there. So I said there's some 34 internationals are playing in that game there. And on the local front, you have the South Florida Cricket Alliance, South Florida Premier League, Gold Coast Cricket League Tournament. They're all combined in one, playing some matches starting today. That matches should have started at 10 o'clock with BCC Ignite versus Miami Chargers at Brand Piccolo North. And tomorrow you have at 9 o'clock at Myanmar Regional Park South, Kendall Star versus Strikers at the John Prince Park. At 10 o'clock you have Atlantic versus Tritons. Also at 10 o'clock at the Sports Park you have Underdog versus Miami Lions. And 10 o'clock at Mack Ground, Coconut Creek versus Palm Beach Hurricane. Also at 10 o'clock at Grand Piccolo Park South, Eagles versus Myrtle Grove, Tropics versus Googlies at Grand Piccolo Park, Ambassador versus Mega Blasters at Myanmar Regional Park North. All those matches start at 10, not 11, Port St. Lucie versus Palm Beach Gladiators at Girl Scout Friendship Park. That's it at 11. Myanmar Regional Park South. They have U.S. Cricket Academy versus South Florida Sunrisers. That matches at 2:30. So that's what's happening here with sports, local and internationally. Cardinal, that's it for me here this week. Probably getting ready to just start finishing up some stuff. There's some games in the park. There's some umpires in town. Go along up there and watch a little of the game there. So until next week, when we'll talk again, and getting ready for the final. Semi-final would have played. We will talk to the listeners again. That's it.
Thank you,
me,
David.
Hardly. Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, David. That's it for the sports from David. And we're going to now bring you the ladies who are trying to make this world a better place.
What are you going to do?
From the Antigua and Bermuda and
here.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, take care of that.
The generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
And the ladies of Antigua and Barbuda Care are working feverishly to do just that, to make the world a better place for those who suffer from the destitution. Here's Dawn. Come on in, Dawn.
Debbie. Hi, this is Debbie. How are you? Happy Saturday to all you gentlemen and to the listening audience. We want to wish you season's greetings. It's now December, can you believe? End of 2022 is upon us. And we just wanted to thank everyone who listens to us every Saturday when we come on, when we have the opportunity to come on. We do apologize for the last 2 weeks we have not been on. But we want to thank everyone who has assisted in any small way, any big way, any way at all, in terms of helping our people in Antigua and Barbuda. We're currently, just talking to Don this morning. Pastor Pete is going to get ready to go over to Barbuda when school resumes in January to take over book bags and stuff for some of the kids in Barbuda. There's a school in Antigua that connected with us this week. They run a home economic class, and they have 8 students that have done phenomenally well in the class out of the 8 classes. And so we are shipping off a couple of items, some air fryers and stuff, to the winner students. So, you know, whatever help you can get. And the air fryer came from Black Friday when somebody bought a few and said, Debbie, would you like one? And I said, sure. So when the teacher asked, I said, listen, I have a gift. I can set it off. And then somebody else donated a mixer. and somebody else donated a Fire 7. So those items will be going down to the All Saints students, All Saints School students who have done phenomenally well in their home economic classes. But I just wanted to share that with you to say one item, one small item helps in a big way that you don't know. Some of these students, some of these families are struggling. It's the holiday time. We talk about cost of living increase. It's all affecting us up here in the United States, and it trickles down from every part, from the Ukraine where this started, all the way Russian Ukraine, all the way down to Antigua and Barbuda. And so if you feel the obligation, a twitch in your heart, just to even donate something to a child, to a family in Antigua, it's most appreciative. This year, my family and I, and I think I shared this the last time I was on, we're not doing gifts with each other, for each other. We are donating to the soup kitchen in Antigua. So by the 15th, which is next week, my four children will get together, put their donation together, and so the food kitchen will be able to have a good meal with for Christmas and for the New Year. So I just wanted to reach out to everyone. We're just asking for help. You know, any small help will do. If you have something that you like to send to a family, there's always a family in need that can use anyone, any item that you have. It could be a few pairs of socks. It could be a pack of Pampers. We can send you to where you can send it to our shipping agent in Florida, and she'll ship it off. And when the family gets it in Antigua, they don't have to pay for it because they have granted us a retrieve until next year that we won't have to do that. If you would like some more information, you can reach me at Debbie Simon. I'm Debbie Simon Campbell. I can be reached at Debbie Campbell NYC. That is DebbieCampbellNYC at AOL.com. And my telephone number is 845-820-6598. And just wanted to once again just say any small help can do. Some of the kids are asking, do you have a used cell phone? Even that will, you know, I can tell you how to ship it down there, and they will pick it up, and someone will be able to use it. Any small thing that you have will do, okay? I don't know if Dawn is on. Hello?
Yes, I have not seen her yet.
Okay, so, yes, that's it for me for today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Debbie. And let me make once more an appeal to the fans and friends to put in their assistance with Antigua, to Antigua and Barbuda here. Now, there is a contact here on St. Croix, Debbie, that is having some shipping problems. She was trying to get off a shipment earlier this week, but the shipper, she has been told by the shipper that they do not do the weekly shopping. They ship by trailer. So if there's a trailer full, they ship. So apparently what happens, if they cannot get a trailer full every week, they do not do a shipping every week. So she's got some shipping problems. I'm not sure if she's contacted Dawn, but she did call me to let me know that they were having problems with that shipping.
So what I would do, because my cousin is on her way down to St. Croix. She just shipped from Maryland to St. Croix. And I know my cousin also ships from St. Croix to her other cousin in Antigua. I will call my cousin, and I will get some information as to what is the best way that we can ship the items from St. Croix to Antigua. And I will send you guys the information so that we're all on the same page. St. Croix is a difficult port to ship from. And
yes,
I've always known that, because sometimes they'll even want you to ship it from St. Croix to Florida and then from Florida to Antigua, which is, doesn't make sense. So let me talk to my cousin, because my cousin also does military shipping. She was in the military. And she's able to finesse how it gets from one port to the other without a lot of hoopla. So let me get that information. I'm out and about today. I'm actually at the Red Cross station at the mall, ringing the bell today for a few hours and have a couple of things. So later on this afternoon when I get home, I'll definitely connect with her and see what I can pull off to get that stuff from our patria in St. Croix.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Debbie.
And you have an amazing day and an awesome week, okay?
To you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. That was Debbie from Antigua and Barbuda Care doing her bit to heal the world.
Oh, he got something to eat.
He got something to eat.
Okay. Let him eat. Let him sit and eat. I'm going to go take some
pictures.
No, I'm not. You know I'm not a sitter.
Oh, see, I'm a sitter.
Yeah.
I sit all the time.
No.
About the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
Better place for you and for me and And I think we would have lost Cardinal there momentarily. So until he gets back, I think I'll try to fit the big shoes, size 13, Ivor Henry. Just got back in the nick of time here to see that he would have gone off the radar. So I'll reach for heavy lifting for him, and let's see, I should be able to do something here.
Sure. Why?
Oh, okay, good. That's better.
Let me try something here.
There's a mansion worth winning in a great promised land. Many doubters are grinning. Don't you slip and fall. If you miss heaven, you'll miss it all. I'm hoping that I'm back with you. We had a couple of technical difficulties and, you know, outside interferences. But I'm really hoping that I'm back with you in full. So let me check on that.
Yes, Lynette is on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Lynette.
Hello, good morning, Cardinal. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Yes, you sound very well. Happy to hear the bounce back. You bounce back very quickly.
Yes, yes. I wish it was quicker, though.
You must have had a very good nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
quite
excellent.
A bit.
Excellent. Kudos to the nurse.
I'll explain the details of that. You show you later. It does not include any buttons, but
okay.
I'll explain to you later. Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Kudos to the nurse. That's good.
Yeah, of course. Of course. At this hour, though, we usually have the members of the class of, I should say, the Charleston Secondary School class of 1972, who would have been here informing, you know,
class members of the plan for a reunion in Nevis with a program between December 18th and December 23rd. But I'm sure that they are planning, those who would have been here, are planning for their trip or traveling already. And, you know, we wish them all travel. I should say traveling mercies, that's the correct term. We wish them all safety in their travel and all that, all good things work out in their interest. But let me just take a little time out to remind those who might be still be listening of the week of activities. On the beginning on December 18th, there would be a Thanksgiving service and meet and greet at 4 p.m. at the Church of God in Eden Brown, Nevis. That's on the 18th. On the 19th, they would meet at the Charleston Secondary School grounds for an island tour. You know, I think at this point they are asking people to offer up whether or not they're going to be going on the tour and how many people they would come with them, because everybody's going to be on the same bus or buses. It's supposed to be a togetherness affair, you know, where we never get all the stories in if we don't spend as much time as we can together. So, you know, we have people who have lived for many years in different parts of the world and would be a great deal of excitement to coming back together and share the memories of their experience at Charleston Secondary School. That could be a lot to talk about. So offer up your information as to how many coming with you on the bus. I guess the family members of class members are also invited. On the 20th, there's going to be a beach party at Paradise Beach in Jessup's Village. On the 21st, it is going to be the Career or Community Day of Giving and Sharing, and that's taking place at the Charleston Secondary School. And at that time, it's going to be a program of looking back, a kind of remember when. So that's also promised to be a great fun time of reminiscence, of memories, of getting a laugh at the old times and good times that secondary school might have offered. And maybe even some of the not so good times. But whatever it is, it's promised this to be a whole lot of fun. Great way to celebrate. On the 22nd, there's going to be a 3 hours day. You rest, relax, rejuvenate, do what you want, visit old friends, and, you know, something to give you a day to yourself and just be. That's a just be. Say, I am here, I am there, I am in Nevis, I'm with my friends, whatever you want to do with that day. And on the 23rd, the last day of the celebration, the wind-up day, it's going to be the grand affair of a banquet. The tickets for the banquet up to November 30th would have been $55, up to be $50. Right now, the tickets are $55. Half price, I think, for children 12 and under. And that would be $50 US if you bought at the $50 thing, or $140 EC, or $55 US, or $150 EC, I think. Yeah, I hope I'm saying that correctly. So that's for the banquet on November 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Jessup's Community Center in Jessup's Village. That's the program of activities for the class of the Charleston Secondary School class of 1972, their 50-year reunion to be held in Nevis this month, beginning in a few days. take that information in, and hopefully I've shared it well enough with all of the members. Now to you, Lynette. Let's have a conversation.
That's right.
I'm getting a report that...
Hello?
Oh. Yes, Lynette. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, wonderful. Okay.
I am getting, it has been reported, and you are the person, best person to for me to clarify this with, that the government is extending what it calls dividends, payments to people. And I think the word that is being used is dividends. And this program of extending dividends is to be financed by the funds from the CBI. Could you clarify us on that?
Okay, yes. It was announced sometime last week, I think Thursday last week. And it's the first set of payments should be December 15th, from what I'm seeing on Facebook.
Okay.
It will be paid to, well, it says all citizens who have contributed to the Social Security Fund.
Uh-huh.
And so they're going to start the first two batches. The first batch will be the pensioners and people who are pensionable.
Okay.
Well, from my understanding, it's the pensionable means people who have paid their 500 contributions.
Okay.
Into Social Security. So you, once you have paid 500 contributions, you are pensionable.
What is a 500 contribution?
And then the second tier would be the people who have not paid, have paid into Social Security, but have not paid their 500 contributions yet. That's what my understanding.
Okay.
I am giving you my understanding of what I read.
That's
from
fair enough.
What was put out. Okay.
So what is this 500, what do you call it?
Contribution.
You said some, okay, what is this 500 contribution?
Okay, I think that should be weekly contribution. Every week or every month, a certain amount is taken out of your money and goes into the Social Security Fund for your pension when you become 62. But you only become pensionable after you have put in 500 contributions.
500 contributions.
So that amounts to about what? About just about 10 years, about? If we work
it out. Okay. 500. Okay. And now I understand what 500 contributions mean. Yeah. Now, the next thing I want to ask is, what do you, is there any reason why you know that they call it a dividend? Because when I hear the word dividend, I think of people who contribute to stocks, who purchase stocks from corporations, or who have a certain number of stocks from a corporation. That corporation makes profits, and people are paid dividends from those profits. They get a share of the profits that are paid out as dividends. But how much you get is dependent upon, the first of all, the quality of your stock, depending on what kind of stocks the corporation issues. You know, you have the preferred stock, their common stock, and stuff like that. So people get dividends based on their stocks, the quality of the stock, and the amount of the stock. So I was wondering, why did they call it a dividend rather than
something else? This is an election promise. Dr. Ju had promised from when he was campaigning that once he's elected, that all citizens will be given twice a year dividend from the CBI, and starting 15th December 2022. And so he was elected, and so I guess he's fulfilling his promise. I can't explain what percent, they have not come out to say what percentage or anything like that. Apparently he's supposed to come and make a speech.
Mm-hmm.
He has not come yet. So until then, I don't know. I cannot answer that. I don't know how they arrive at the payment, what the payment is going to be, what any percent, I don't know. We don't even know what the percent is, but all we know is going to first set of people will get on December 15th. They did not say how much. They did not say a figure. They did not say percentage or anything like that. So I don't know.
You say this money is to be paid to pensioners and those who are pensionable?
It's going to be paid to everybody, but they're starting
everybody.
With pensioners
okay.
and people who are pensionable. That's in the first tier. And then after that,
mm-hmm.
people, I guess, who have contributed but not yet pensionable. But you have contributed
okay.
to Social Security.
Okay.
I don't know how they're going to work the tiers. I don't know what figure. All of that has not been said, so I don't know. I only could tell you what I read online and what I understand from what was put out.
Well, we are happy that you can at least introduce.
Maybe by next week we will be able to, when I am on Saturday
next
week,
more information.
God willing, we will have more information because the Prime Minister is supposed to come out to speak to us, so we wait for that. And by that time, we will have some more information as to how much was paid and whatever. If it's going to be really twice a year or annually or what have you, we don't know. But it's an election promise, and so he's fulfilling his election promise.
It's an election promise. But is this also going to be in addition to the double salaries that are paid normally in December?
The double salary was paid already. Double salary was paid in November.
Okay. And so this is an addition to that. Okay.
But for the double salaries, only government workers would have gotten that.
Yes.
Now,
I understand.
It's every citizen who have contributed to the Social Security scheme. That is what I understand.
Oh, that's.
I stand corrected.
Okay, but I've heard of a 10% being the 10% being thrown out there someplace. There's a 10%.
They got a 10% increase in January. They already got the 10% increase.
That's the government.
But it's
workers.
Just government workers. Yes.
Okay. The government workers got it. But I thought I heard something with respect to a 10% with respect to this payout. So I was kind of wondering how would
I have not heard any. I have not heard any percentage. I have not heard any amount. People are trying out things on Facebook, but you know, everybody got their say. So I cannot speak to that because it did not come from the government and it did not come from the Prime Minister, so I'm not going to get into that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the Prime Minister to come out to tell us.
Okay.
Or somebody from finance or somebody from the government they said the Prime Minister, so we wait for him.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I know it's going to be paid December 15th.
Okay.
It will be paid through the Social Security office because they have all of the information on everybody who is working.
Okay.
So it's easy to do it through there because they already have the information. They have the information on all the pensioners. They have information on all the government workers, on all the private sector workers, every worker. Even workers who do self-employ, they have all the information. So it should be easy to pay through there. I guess that's why they use Social Security to do it. That's my understanding. I could be wrong again, but that's my understanding.
I'm sure you're going to keep us updated on what's going on with that thing. I mean, it's always good to hear that our people, you know, funds are paid to our people, because at this point we are going through some really difficult financial times, and people are struggling, you know, to make ends meet and things of that nature. Now, it's good to hear that from this supply, everybody is going to get something. But it would be interesting to know that each person would get according to what he deserves, having contributed what he is able to. I'm hoping it's based on that formula. However, fiscal difficulties are not confined to the working poor. Government suffer fiscal difficulties, sometimes because of the racketeering of government officials, that government experience fiscal difficulties. So, you know, government is experiencing fiscal difficulties, but the government officials are quite rich. So the officials eventually become richer than the government itself. So we are hoping that this is an updated decision made by the government of St. Kitts Nevis to be sharing the accumulation of resources by the government, and to make the people a little bit more comfortable, to make their life a little less stressful, and things of that nature. But then again, the question that you would not be able to answer is whether or not this is a wise idea. Are the funds available? Having paid out that, what is going to happen to those common services, like the police department, the hospital, the schools? Are they going to be also well serviced by the resources that's left and available to the government? So I guess we would know that.
Well,
this money is
going to be paid from the CBI money, which is the sale of the passport. So I don't know. They're in there 4 months now, so they should know. I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, well, that's why I said this is something that you would not be able to know, because you would have to know how much resources are available, and as far as I understand, nobody knows that yet. You know, it should be, you know, something in either the government's budget presentation or something of that nature.
Well,
but I guess nobody knows.
Okay, as you say,
the budget, that
will be on Wednesday.
So we're going to know how much revenues have been collected, what the expenditures have been, and so we're going to eventually find out what the government surplus would be available for, you know, social services and things of that nature.
They're going to have the budget presentation on Wednesday, so we will see.
Okay. Well, let's do the wait and see game.
How about that?
Okay. That's fine. Let's wait and see, and let the evidence come in before we make a judgment on what should or should not have happened.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I like that approach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we just can hope that it's a wise decision and it works out well for everyone who holds a stake, and that means every citizen, Nevis, holds a stake in that affair. Let's hope that it works out well, and in the best interest of everyone.
Well, I think in terms of the economy, it will help, because people are going to spend it back into the economy, and so that's good. It's all good.
Okay.
It should at least be a positive impact on the economy.
Okay. Well, we are celebrating, and the Christians are celebrating. Huh?
I said that's how I see it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are celebrating, and the Christians are celebrating the arrival, or awaiting the arrival of Santa. But sometime back, Lord Nelson wanted to know, well, Santa always coming in, why don't we keep a party? Well, let's listen to Lord Nelson for a little bit.
Time is the time for giving. We learn that from since we're small. But from year to year it's the same old thing. Santa's coming to call. We always ignore it or forget it. This we know is true. So this coming Christmas, let's all make an effort. Get a present for Santa too. Let's trade in the old sleigh and the reindeer for a big car with a chauffeur. Get a helicopter, because everybody loves their old Santa Claus. Having fun, Santa brought presents for everyone. But he had to squeeze through a chimney for Nicholas. What a horrible place to pass. Why not open your window or your front door? So Santa could bring his gifts. I find that climbing on a rooftop and coming through a chimney is a whole lot of stupidness. Move him from the North Pole, cause it's so cold. Give him an apartment with modern equipment. I made a butler. He deserves better, sure. Well, love to dear Santa Claus. Everybody drinking beer, whiskey and rum, both Santa ain't getting on. And his jingle bells, there, oh Santa goes wearing the same old red clothes. We should be ashamed, we should be blamed to treat Santa Claus like a brute. So let's chip in some dollars, take him to the tailor for a new continental suit. Take him out to a nightclub or a movie, get some fine chicks and give a party. It's time to chip in and do our share to make sure he comes more than once a year.
Lord Nelson for you, saying, appealing to us to treat Santa a little better. Okay. Yeah, we are celebrating. It's a season of celebration, but then it's also a season of turmoil. So while we wish and hope for peace and goodwill on earth to all men and women and children, this turmoil is raging around us, and peace and goodwill seems like near distant dreams or faded fantasies. And maybe there is nothing that we can do about it, or is there something that we can do about it? At this time, there's a war in Ukraine, and we haven't heard any word that they're going to cease fire to accommodate a season of celebration. There are protests in Iran because sometime ago in September, a young lady was arrested because she did not wear her hijab properly, the morality police say. So she was arrested and she died in police custody within a couple of hours. A familiar incident as what occur in the United States here on regular occasions. Now there is protest and people are filling the streets in Iran. And it appears, based on reports, the government is responding with a really heavy hand. Yesterday or 2 days ago, a 22-year-old young man was hanged for his participation in the protest. Well, there is some other additional information to that. The allegation is that he got into an altercation with security officers and stabbed one of them. But yesterday, or the day before, I think it was Thursday, yes, he was executed publicly, public execution. There's also allegations that the security forces are deliberately shooting women in their face so as to disfigure them or in their genitals. Now, that is gut-wrenching if any of that information is true. But who would want to make up something like that? Well, yeah, the leaders of the world who have an axe to grind or beef to peddle would make up things like that. But there is something going on. There is protest and there is resistance to things that the people find oppressive. Women in particular have been targeted harshly. Lynette, can I ask you to comment on this? This is not, I'm hoping that this is not, is treated as a political affair. Although it is, because politics, as far as I'm concerned, is dealing with the administration of the management of people. And there are people involved here, people who have a beef with the way the government treats citizens. So, Lynette, you want to comment on that?
About that incident? I don't know much about that.
You don't have any information about it? Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I'm bad when it comes around world news. Hey, look at that.
All right.
Because I don't even put it on my TV.
That's fair enough. But you know, whatever it is getting into the Western press, it's sounding really, brutal and barbaric. You know, the way the Iranian government is handling these protests. And it shows up, you know, in an atmosphere where we are supposed to be celebrating a season of goodwill, peace on earth, and goodwill towards all men and women.
Yep.
We want to celebrate. We want to continue to celebrate and be of good cheer, and of the hope that at some point somebody or some group of people will come to an understanding of how best to apply their human consciousness and intelligence, relieve situations that arise. And we still have to wonder whether this would ever happen. Does that mean that we have either lost our intelligence or didn't have it in the first place? Something have to give. Anyway,
okay, well, we have our carnival is heating up.
Yes, There's carnival in Montserrat. There's carnival
actually
in St. Kitts.
Actually, I had the grand opening during this week. It was Wednesday or Thursday. It was a grand opening. It was very, very well done. I watched it online, and it was spectacular. So
okay.
We gearing up to a really big and festive carnival. A lot of the Calypsonians, they have out their songs, and the soca artists and all the bands have out their road marches, sounding really, really good. So seems as though it's going to be really big and fancy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and most people around around the world would be celebrating and awaiting the arrival of Santa Claus. But King Abstinet wants to know how he going to get here.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so? Santa's still coming? He get COVID?
I don't know.
Well,
asked.
I don't know. With the hike in prices, I don't know if Santa is able to come.
Christmas is coming. Every child is hoping. The old Santa will come calling. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? Promise from Mama, promise from Papa, that come Christmas there'll be many gifts from Santa. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? There is no way here. In my country, he has to follow me, neighbor donkey. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? The house has no chimney, so how will Santa really get to me? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? If his house is so far from Antigua, how is he going to get across all that water? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? There is no good here in my country. We have to borrow me neighbor donkey. Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here? Oh, 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 oh. How will Santa get here?
not even sure Santa's going to get here. If he's going to get here, would he get here in time for Christmas? We're just moments away from high noon here. And so you might want to just close it down, go on, say your hi, bye,
yes.
And hello.
Yes, yes. We don't know if well, Linux says we don't even know if Santa's going better to come with all this turmoil out there and stuff like that. But let's hope for those who are awaiting his presence, they're not disappointed. Lynette, say your goodbyes.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, I enjoyed the show. I listened from the beginning. A little glitch, but that's okay. That's part of life. And we will see you guys next week. Right here.
Thank you. Matrix has taken off. Mm-hmm. And,